But I think it was a kind of wake-up call for me personally, when I lost my sight, that if I didn't want to have all the other complications, I better start looking after my diabetes. And my diabetes has been well controlled, more or less, on, I would call myself a stable diabetic, since losing my sight in 1984 or whenever it was.
And how have you kept it under control?
Well, I've test my blood sugars very regularly now, about four or five or even more times a day. I change my insulin according to my blood sugars. I'm very careful about what I eat. Up until relatively recently, I've done quite a lot of exercise, which I'll be starting again, but I've got a heart condition now as well, so that sort of put that on hold. And well, though it is relatively much better controlled, this doesn't mean that I haven't had various hypos. Sometimes I've been on insulin that just doesn't suit me. I have at least six injections a day now. And when I was at university, I was under my first diabetic consultant who talked to me as an adult rather than as some kind of wayward child. And he's had a big influence on my understanding of diabetes and on my treatments. Although I understand now that not everything he told me is generally seen nowadays as correct, but he was the first person who helped me understand what it was all about and what the complications are and why they arise.
You say that perhaps he taught you things which would not now be accepted. Can you remember what those were, just for the historical record?
Well, it's really more to do with having been on the course that I went on relatively recently. Things like he would say, "Oh, it doesn't really matter if you do, one or two extra units, because, every time you do an injection, a bit escapes. It's a bit, it's never that exact a science." Well, from my understanding now, it is actually much more exact than that. So that's the main thing I remember him telling me that sort of isn't necessarily correct.
And what did you do after you'd got your PhD?
I worked in the university sector for a few years. And then in 2000, around about 2000, I moved south. And since then, I've been the manager of a service user organisation which works with disabled people and people who are long-term users of health and social care.